I looked at the temple buildings for about 30 minutes, and then I got ready to start on my hike. I put my lunch and digital camera in a small backpack, and I filled my water bottle. Then I walked to the start of the hiking trail. The trail was quite steep for the first 20 minutes, and I had to be careful. The way climbed higher and higher, and from time to time I could enjoy nice views, but I still couldn't see the top of the mountain. It was hidden by the trees. An hour after starting, I could see the top of the mountain just 100 meters away, but there was a large area of snow. I was quite surprised to see so much snow in May. I stood on the snow, and I did not fall in. The snow was quite hard. Because the snow was slippery, I could not walk safely in my running shoes. I had to quit before reaching the top of 1,012-meter-high Mount Haku. Before going down, I had lunch and rested, and I took photos of nearby mountains and of the Echigo Plain. It looked like a great pool of rice fields. The way down was more difficult than the way up, and my legs and knees began to hurt. Finally, an hour and a half after starting, I reached the bottom. It took longer to go down the mountain than to go up. I didn't want to ride my bike home because I was very tired. But I got on and rode slowly home.